Let's start the Mishnah again. Mishnah Yudim Aleph. Haimer Kainach Kainim Kainas Harelu Knuyim LeKarbon. These are Knuyim LeKarbon. They used to be, say, carbon alike or zet. This loaf of bread should be like a carbon. So instead of saying like a carbon, they can use the following words that we mentioned. Charek, I don't think it's an exclusive list. It's just saying these are Knuyim LeKarbon. Charek, Charek, Charef Harelu Knuyim LeKarbon. Nazik Nazich Pazich Harelu Knuyim LeShua. Shrusa Shkuka. Now the next one will need explanation. Neider b'mahi, harelu knuyim l'shua. Zok to Rashi.
Is the kikar in front of them?
What?
Is the
kikar?
Yes, yes. So if he was in front of them,
you could say... Can somebody please mute themselves? The derech was to say it should be like a carbon, because that's how people made nedarim. You're not letting me finish. Bahatfasa. I did not get involved in this sugya. There are many Rishonim that hold Hatfasa is a necessity in an Ikar Neder. You have to say Hari Alai Kekarbon. And when you say just Hari Alai, that's like a Yad. But the main, what people used to do in order to be clear and not rely on Yad was to say Hari Alai Kekarbon. Or even the Rishonim that say Hari Alai is an Ikar Neder, but people like to be clear and they used to say, this is like this. That's how they expressed Isser. As the Gemara will explain, we don't like people to use the word carbon. And we'll find out why when we get to the Gemara. So therefore, the use of kinuyim became popular in order to avoid using the word carbon. But you don't have to use anything. You can just say Hari Alai Kekarzeh.
Now, if you would say Hari Alai like a sacrifice, it would probably be the same also, right?
Again, he would say Hari Alai Chatas, whatever he would.
I want this to be like a sacrifice.
I don't know what that means. If you said it the word carbon, you sacrifice?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see in the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara will talk, the Gemara will talk about the word sacrifice. Interesting. The Gemara will bring English into this. Yeah. That's why we learn Gemara. Dr. Rash, I ain't canoeing the carbon, but hatus the carbon. Because it's not canoeing the ratio card. This is going back on the canoeing of that base of the olive, the fruche, to explain it. Now here comes the Rash and answers your question. And from the stam neder, matris b'karbon. Since a regular person who makes a neder attaches his bread to a carbon, meaning he says it should be like a carbon. Shudavar hayvi umbatsui, because that's the common and sound thing. Nakat hare'elu kenuyim b'karbon. So therefore, these are the words that replace carbon, that mean the same thing in kenuyim. Now here comes the hard one. So all the others were words that sounded like carbon, or at least to those days, sounded like carbon. To us, I don't know if it does sound like carbon, but that doesn't make a difference. Nadar b'mayu, pirish nishba. Now, why does it say nadar if it means nishba? If it means he swore b'mayu. Shum dekoy b'nadarim nachilash nadar. Since we're mesechtas nadarim, we explain nadar. Kidl il. Ha'imer eshna pirish perigzeh. The Gemara calls it nadar gadur nadar. Akar kachlav nadar gadur hu. It is not the regular neder. It was a different kind of neder. But yet the Gemara didn't say Kabbalah or Shua. The Gemara said neder. The A neder matos v'davar another. Neder is when you say it should be like something. This is the Rosh Hashita, that the main neder is to say it should be like a carbon. Of Sheyesh Mefarshim, the Nishba L'Shamas Perek Zekamar. Some learned over there that it meant Shua. We have a B'kei Nukat neder, the Koi B'Nadarim. So the Rosh himself learned it's a different kind of neder. Other Rishonim learned the menshua there. But the Gemara used the word neder gadol. How do those Rishonim answer it? They say it's mesechtas nedarim, so we'll use the word neder instead of shua. But we mean shua. Meshum de b'mayi ate in Hawaii over here didn't have to say the word neder. It could have just said shusa shkuka mayi. Why does it say neder b'mayi? Meshum de b'mayi ate in shusa shkuka. David lashin umas ashalashin shabad lam chachamim. We will see in the Gemara, there are two pshatim of what these kinuyim are. One says it's Gaisha languages. We're quoting different languages that use that word instead of carbon. And one says it is Chachamim made up words. Either way, the Mayi is not that. Mayi is not a Gaisha language for Shua, and Mayi is not a language that Chazal made up. It is a different category. Therefore, it interrupts with the word nadar. It really means shua b'mayi. And the reason the Mishnah inserted the word shua, you don't have to say the word nadar here. You just have to say shvusa shkuka b'mayi. But since it is a different category, therefore einem inyan eisen kenuyim. B'mayi einem inyan eisen kenuyim. So therefore, l'fishu lashon shvua hivsik b'shana b'neim nadar. The reason it says nadar b'mayi is because it's not the same kind of category as the other two. All the other kenuyim were offshoots of the word carbon, either Geisha languages or Chazal made up words. But this is not. So therefore the Mishnah inserted the word nadar, meaning shvua, and using the word nadar because we're mesechtes nadarim. Therefore they use the word nadar even though it refers to shvua. And they separated it from the other ones because it's a different kind of kinoi. Why Masha Higdim Nizirus Lishua? I in our Mishnah it said Niduyim Ushuas Bacharamin Unaziris. I think that's how the Mishnah's order was above Basim Al. And over here the order seems to go, I'm sorry, it was Nadarim Haramim Shuas Naziris. And here the Mishnah puts Naziris before Shuas. If you're gonna explain the first Mishnah, why don't you go in the same order? So all the others have the similar type of kenuyim. They're all words that sound like nazir, chay, chayram, neder. Shvua has one that's different. So we left that for last to tell us there can be a kinoy that doesn't follow the rules of before. Zakti Gemara, Itmar, kinuyim. What are kinuyim? Rabbi Yechon and Amar Lashon Umasay. Rabbi Yechon says, this is Gaisha languages, sacrifice. According to Rabbi Yechon, sacrifice is a kinoy. Using a Gaisha language to express the word carbon is a kinoy. You're not using the carbon word, but you're using something that means carbon in other languages. It could be in French, in Spanish, in English, in Russian, in Ukrainian. It doesn't make a difference. Dr. Rashi, Dr. Rash, Lashon Umasein, B'shoinam kairim l'carbon kainam, Ekainach, Ekainas. That's how they call it. And it's not a mutually exclusive, it's not an exclusive list. Any Gaisha language. But the Mishnah is not going to go through 70 languages, so it tells three of them. That's what Rabbi Yechon Hashit is. If Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Lashon Shabadu Lam Chachamim Yisnaider Bay. If Shimon ben Lakish says that it's the Rabbanah made up these words. These are not any language. They made up these words in order, as the Gemara is going to explain, we don't want a person to say carbon. So the Rabbanah came along and said, there are people that don't speak English, and there's people that don't speak Russian. How are they going to say the word carbon when we don't want them to say parka carbon? So we made up words for them to use. Now, these made up words are called kinuyim. Now, Rish Lakish does not disagree with Rabbi Yechonen. He agrees that Lashon Umayis works, but he doesn't hold that's kinuyim. He holds that's neder. You don't need a halacha of kinoy to make Geisha languages work. In fact, the Rana da Beis is bothered by Rabbi Yechonen. What do I need kinoy? It's a clear expression. It's a clear expression. I'm using English. I can use English for davening. I can use English for benching. So why over here do I need something to tell me that English works for neder? It's as clear as can be. That's the Ron's Geisha Beis. Which is why Rish Lakish doesn't learn it means Lashon Nachrim. Doesn't argue that it works. He's just saying, that's not kinoy. That is basic neder. So the Ran answers that Rabbi Yechonen's chiddush is that even Gaisha slang, even if it's not the word that the Gaim use regularly, it's a slang, that's also included enough for neder. That's kinoy. When it's not the regular expression, but it's a slang, that's what the Ran's Rush says. That's why Rabbi Yechonen had to say Lashon Chachamim. So I'm just pointing out why Rish Lakish disagrees. He's not disagreeing that the word sacrifice means neder. Of course it means neder. The question is, do I need a halacha of kinoy for that? It is neder. No difference than by saying, praised are you, Hashem, instead of saying Baruch Ata, or you are the source of blessing, Hashem, whatever way you translate Baruch Ata. But the... So therefore, Rish Lakish doesn't call that kinoy. So what is kinoy? He said made-up words. They're not in any language. Chazal, made-up words. He said, use these instead of saying carbon.
Is it easy enough to check different languages and these real words or not? Is it not real words or not?
I can't answer that question. I don't have an answer. I really think the answer is that Rabbi Yechonen lived not that long after Mishnayos, but he lived, I don't know, this is Tanoim saying these words. So I don't know if Rabbi Yochanan could do a research at that point. I don't know. I honestly, the better answer is to say I don't know. Right, I'm saying I couldn't say that. That's what I'm saying. If he lived in Bava, it would have been easier. If he would have lived in Bava, it would have been easier, but he didn't. Let me just finish the rush. On this Gemara. I'm just reading the Gemara. The word Badu is invented, made up. Yeravam made holidays on a month that he created from his heart. So we see Badu means made up. So the same thing here, Lashon Shabadu Lam Chachamim, we're just proving the word Shabadu, it's a translation. Now the Rush cheats. In fact, by telling you what the Gemara is going to say, I till now just said the Gemara doesn't want to say carbon. I didn't tell you why. I was going to leave that for the Gemara. But the Rush feels he should explain it right now. He doesn't take to make a distance. He shouldn't say carbon, Lashem. Carbon Lashem is a lie. Because we don't want the word Hashem used. Why not? Because the Pumim Yagdim Hashem le carbon. He might say Hashem and not finish the sentence and say before carbon. Carbon Hashem doesn't bother us because that's not Shem Shemayim Levatala. That's saying I want this to be like a carbon Lashem. But saying Lashem carbon can be a problem because he'll say the word Lashem and then stop and change his mind. The Nimbach Melingwe Dvara Vilidar. That means he mentioned Hashem's name for no reason. These were slang words. These were people that didn't know Hebrew well. So they used these words, their slang, their lack of clarity in language. They took those words that people did not speak Lashon Kodesh correctly used and made them kinuyim. Not because these sound close. They picked them because that's what people were using that didn't know how to speak a language. So they said, you know what? Everybody should use it. Let's use that slang that's a non-language and we will encourage people. We want them to use it because it's better than saying carbon, because carbon is carbon Hashem, and then you end up saying Hashem carbon, and might not finish your sentence. It's like Hashem Shemayim Levatala. Yes, doctor.
I think actually I may have the answer to that. You said the one thing which is not mentioned, incidentally, a negative result. In other words, saying that I never found anyone else using the word is never probative. All you can say is I didn't find it, not that it does not exist. The thing which is not mentioned and is known to have happened in Israel at this time is accents. I mean, I have been completely lost in Tsar Dominions and in Sister Dominions due to the pronunciation. Now, what I'd like to say is that the reason why slang is not mentioned different accent is not mentioned, is because a word with a different accent or different pronunciation is the same word.
You're probably right. Don't do my right.
You hold Yad Mochichos is a Ya is...
This is not Yad, this is Kino.
If you hold Yad Mochichos is like a neder...
Everybody holds that.
The question is,
everybody holds Yad Mashiach is like a letter. He's on my Yad Shein Mashiach. We spoke this out back before.
Is this person saying?
I know what he was. He wants to know why isn't every Kinoy a Yad? What do I need a Halach of Kinoyim? Why isn't it a Yad? That's his question.
Who is this? What's the answer?
We spoke about this back in July at the end of the Talmud when I was ringing on the phone. And I said that the Rishayim asked this kasha, and the answer the yad is finishing off a guy's sentence. Kinoi is the whole sentence. It doesn't need yad. Once you have yad, you could say kinoi could work that way too. Maybe yes, maybe not, if it's a good expression. Yad finishes an expression. It doesn't retranslate an expression. Kinoi retranslates an expression. We did mention this back in the Beis Hamikdash and Aleph. But it's not a taina. It's 2 months. Yes.
I may not question this clearly, but I think you'll understand what I'm asking for. The Dorim was something that was frowned upon. Is something that's frowned upon.
Correct.
Why should why did the Chachamim make it easier that someone should say something?
They don't make it easier. They're not making it easier. They're not interested in making it easier. People are making the Dorim whether it's right or wrong. It doesn't say it's usher. We don't like it. But people are making the Dorim. And therefore they're saying this kikur should be like a carbon Hashem. And they might say this kikur should be like Hashem carbon. And they might change their mind after the word they say Hashem and have said Hashem Shemayim Bubatala. So Chazal were concerned that people would be using Hashem's name in vain. So they said, please don't use carbon. So this way you'll use a word that nobody ever puts together with Hashem. Kaina. But they're not encouraging it, no. They're saying the fact is that people are making them, and the fact is people are using the word carbon, and the fact is that carbon goes together with Hashem, and it'll end up being Hashem in vain. So we're going to do something that for those people who do make the Dorim, whether we like it or not, they're not at least going to violate the Isser of Shem Shemayim Levatala. By the way, it stresses how chomer Shem Shemayim Levatala is. Because, what's the reason? People will say this kikur is like a carbon Hashem, and they might say it's like Hashem carbon, and they're not changed their mind in the middle. And that's what Chazal were concerned about.
At that time, did they use the name Adoshem in a daily speech? We use the name Hashem, which is not...
Right. I guess they must have, because if not, there wouldn't have been a fear. And they didn't use it in daily speech. Using carbon Hashem and speaking it out is not in vain. That is what you're doing. But using Hashem carbon and stopping after the word Hashem, it ended up being in vain.
But I think what he's asking is, if you say carbon Hashem...
It's amazing how you're a translator. That mom is like, if he's a kinoi. He's speaking Lashon Shabbatul Chachamim, and you need to explain to me what this Lashon Shabbatul Chachamim is.
He thanked me for cleaning up in the morning. Whatever. That's irrelevant. The bottom line is that he's trying to, I think what he also wants to say is that if you say Korban Lashem and you have Harata, what happens then?
You have to be Matri. You said Kikur is a Korban Lashem, you have to be Matanere.
I'm saying so. It's a, either way you do it.
No, that wasn't, he didn't even talk about that. What he asked was, did the people say Yud Kei Vav Kei out, or did they use the word Hashem? That's what he was asking.
I only saw her part of it. That's why I
understand. That was his question.
Last question for sure.
That was his question. I heard it.
I like his question.
Okay, it's not a question because then you have to be Matar Neder. As I say, I made a Neder and I changed my mind. That's why you have a Bezen. That's why I ever try to use the right side.
For
Shaker Neder,
you don't have to use
the
proper name of Hashem, the four letter name.
They did. This was the way they did. That's what they did.
When we do today,
I don't do Karbal Hashem today.
Okay. Someone did do it.
Again, he would say the name of Hashem would also be good if he said it. We're telling people, don't use the word like carbon, because it'll lead to a problem. That's all. Let's not make more out of it than it. That's what it's saying. Today, nobody makes the Dorm using the word Hashem or carbon. In fact, I don't even know people that make the Dorm. What we do is Kabbalah for Dar Mitzvah. That's our problem. I don't know anybody that makes Shuas. Maybe people say, I swear, I don't use the word I swear. But I don't know anybody that says, this should be bad to me. I don't know anybody that says that. Harei Allah, Kikur says. Kikur says Allah. I don't know. Again, I haven't met anybody that does that. We get up there and say it in Erev Rosh Hashanah, in case. But the main problem we have is that we do Kabbalah with Bar Mitzvahs. That we accept upon ourselves things to do that are good things, positive things. I mean, if a guy accepts on himself to dance before lunch, he doesn't have to keep it. He doesn't have to be Matar Neder. He never made a Neder, he never made a Shua. He made some stupid Kabbalah that's not a Dvar Mitzvah. So it's fine, he can dance before lunch or cannot dance before lunch. I was kept away from saying who eat breakfast, because breakfast might be a bar mitzvah. But if he's mekabel himself at bar mitzvah, then he's stuck with kabbalah bar mitzvah. So therefore, we do. That's our main. Right? What do people? If you ever listen to Tataras Nadarim, people mention their private kabbalas, which is preferable to do if you want to remove it. What do they mention? That they asked to loaf of bread like a carbon? I never heard anybody say I sit by Tataras Nadarim for many, many years. And I never heard anybody say anything like that.
That guy at Shomer Shabbos that doesn't talk to Durim Talem, he doesn't do that?
That's a Kabbalah Bar Mitzvah. Not to speak Durim Talem and Shul, it's a Kabbalah Bar Mitzvah. So he probably did it believe that, and if he didn't, he removes it in an average Shabbos. Yes?
In regards to the question of the pronunciation of the Tetragrammaton, Boaz.
Yeah, that was super positive.
It is clearly done.
Right, 100%. Yes, Rabbi Shetz. That's true also. You can't be mounted then. You're right. This is a machlok b'gishayla what to do. If a person was over, he's allowed to remove it. That's halacha. If somebody was makabel to do something that's mitzvah, but then he was over, in order to save him from the einish of being over, he's allowed to remove that extra kabbalah. It doesn't make him mutter to talk control. I mean, Schutz was saying, the guy's makabel halacha, you can't remove it. It's halacha. The halacha remains. So, again, first of all, it's a tchal of a bar mitzvah. That's first of all. Second of all, even if it is, the person can remove it if he was over it. That's the halacha. I do want to mention, because Rabbi Schutz said something that reminded me. Yesterday we talked about Nazir being a Kaddish and a Chayte. Rabbi Schutz found me the Tysus that I remembered and I didn't remember where it was. Tantinus Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that talks about the how to balance out Chayte and Kaddish. If I remember correctly, I didn't read it last night when Rabbi Schutz showed it to me. He says every Nazir is a Chayte, but since if his intention that he needs it, so therefore he has Kedusha to it also. It's a combination of having to use a negative for a positive. Sometimes people have to move to a negative in order to create, get away from a problem. So that is a positive, even though the thing in itself is essentially a negative. That's exactly it, 100%. And that's why this person by Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik stressed that he's the Kaddish. Because he did it. He did this negative for a total positive reason. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda said Tzadikim used to become the Zirim so they could bring a Chatas. Is they did the negative for the total of the positive reason. But there's the Tysus and your Aleph of an Aleph of Tynus. Thank you, Rabbi Schutz, for knowing it. I can't even say he found it. For knowing it. I didn't know it. I didn't remember where it was. Okay. Now to my right. The time of my Tiknu Rabbanan Kinuyim. Why did they make Kinuyim? According to Rish Lakish. The Leleme Karb. Practicumar Leleme Karb. What's wrong with saying the word Karb? The Mama Karb Lashem. Practicumar Leleme Karb Lashem. What's wrong with that? No, I'm a Lashem, or I'm a carbon. The Kamapik Shem Shemaim Lubatala. The Tanya, Shimon Eimer, Shimon said, Nice, Layamer Adam, Lashem Ayla, Lashem Mincha, Lashem Taida, Lashem Shlamim. Hamadam, a carbon Lashem. Notice that we want the word carbon before Lashem. Ma, Kabakai, Ma, Zeshlo, Nishab, Nalaska, Shem Shemaim, Allah, carbon. That person just wanted to say that the carbon should go to Hashem, so he used the word Lashem carbon. Amra Taira, carbon Lashem. So the Taira says, make sure you say the word carbon first. That's why the Taira says the word carbon Lashem, not Lashem carbon. But that Allah, if it ends up being for no reason, Allah has come up and come up and sure we don't want it. Sakti Gemara. Let us say that this Machloikas, whether Kinuyim includes made up words or not. By the way, I have to mention this, because I have to be intellectually honest. I would have avoided if I could. That there's a machlokes rishonim that according to Rish Lakish, is it biblical or rabbinic? When the Rabbanim made up words, does that give it a biblical neder? Because now the Rabbanim made up these words. So they are an expression. Or since it's Rabbanim made up words and it's not a real language, it's only a rabbinic neder, and not a biblical neder, and therefore would not be chayav malchus. Machlokes rishonim. Anyway, the reason I mentioned this is I think that they bring a raya from the Rush. No, got here. I guess they bring a ride from a rush, I think, on the base. But Rush said, I don't see it here now. I'll have to look where the Raya is. Okay. Let's think about it right. Let me get to it. Let us say, with a discount, yes.
A very interesting thing in that what he's really saying is the iser on making this type of Kabbalah, is it on what it said, or is it on the semantic thought behind it? Now, usually we have a principle, we go by someone says, and so this seems to contravene that principle.
I don't think so. If you hold Lashon Shabbat Lom Chachamim, as Rabbanan said, this is called an expression.
Exactly. So rabbinic, not a problem.
Again.
But as far as being derisive.
That's not a problem at all. Well, what makes a language? That's the Rabbanan speaks this out. What creates language?
Two-step process.
Again. But the bottom line is, languages are created. And therefore, since languages are...
Exception.
Again. Languages are created. So if languages are created... So then, the Rabbanah made up a language. That's what the Rabbanah said. So it's no different than English. What makes English English? The fact that people communicate that way.
No, that was an area of fascination.
The Rabbanah, this is the Rabbanah that Beis Amidah. He asked this question. He says, how can Kinuyim be a deraita according to Shlokas? He holds it is a deraita. He says, because the Lashon Rabbanah is so, I thought the Rabbanah expressed himself as clear as he can. Not as clear as he can, it's not for me. He says, language is created by an agreement that words mean things. So Chachamim made up their own language. This is a new language. Instead of English, it's Chachamim. That's the Ran Shita. Others disagree, but that's the Ran Shita. Kinuyim is a deraisa because Rabbanu created a language.
We could talk about this outside. I
don't want to do that. I don't have the hour, but let's move on, Mima. That's the Gemara Lema Ketanoi. Beshama Yaimim Kinuyi Kinuyi Masurim. What if you have a Kinuy of a Kinuy? What is a Kinuy of a Kinuy? So you go back, well, we'll have to do more. Beshama Yaimim Kinuyi Kinuyi Mutarim. A Kinuy of a Kinuy is a non-expression. My love. Mandam, the Gemara is going to say, by the way, what Kinuyi Kinuyi are in a minute. Not in a minute, if you want. My love. Ma'adam kinuyim kinuyim asurim, ksav kinuyim lashon umasei. There he holds it's a real language. And since it's a real language, even if not said correctly, it's still enough to be called a kinuy. Kinuy means a non-correct way of expression, but indicates what he meant. But is that close enough to be considered an eder? So in English, if the guy speaks terrible English, and he uses a word that's very not clear, but is close to it. It's good enough. But Mandam, Lashon Shachar Lam Chachamim, holds. Mandam, Matar, Lashon Shachar Lam Chachamim. The Chachamim didn't make up these words. He's limited to the words that Chachamim made up. Anything more than that wasn't included. And for the Gemara line, the Kula Alma Kinuyim Lashon Umasay. Beshami Shavri Bahani Nami Mishtar Yumas. That's within the realm of what people speak. Beshil Shavri Bahani Loi Mishtar Yumas. And the Beisil says, not true. Meaning, basically, the way the Farshim explained these kind of machlokes, a very small percentage use kinuyim kinuyim. Is that percentage significant enough that we should deal with it or not? They're not arguing a fact, is there a percentage or not. They're arguing whether the percentage of people that speak Ebonics, which is kinuyim kinuyim, is that considered enough that we should consider it an expression, or is that amount of people not dealable with? We can't worry about every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
But this person saying it,
or Deshaun, or whatever it was, yes.
But this person saying it is a riot, and he wants it. He was saying it for a reason.
Again, thought doesn't work by the door.
No, he's not saying thought. He's saying,
but it's not a word. What if a guy decided that table meant better? He said the bread is table. Means nothing. I hate to break the news to you. You can't create your own language. It's not what it means. You decided that table means dinner. Your own decision. You announced it to everybody. You didn't say dinner. I'm sorry. Who are you? not you. Who is this person? That's the question. Kinuyim, kinuyim, is that a language or not? Beis Shammai says the population that uses it is significant enough that we deal with them. And Beis Hillel says, no, they're not. That's a much easier way to explain the Machlokes than to say that Beis Shammai took one poll and Beis Hillel took another poll. This is what the Rashba says in Chulim. There's a Machlokes there. This is where it comes from. At least that's where I got it from. There's a Machlokes, if you didn't give up taste, if you cook something with a gid hanasha, is the food usher. Does a gid give taste? Frank Tarashva, let's try it out. Take a gid, a regular gid, not a gid hanasha. Cook something and see if you taste it. Why is there a machloikis where the gid gives up taste? Dr. Tarashva, of course it gives up taste. The question is that significant taste? Is the taste that it gives up significant enough to be considered taste by the Torah? That's the machloikis. Nobody's arguing in the fact, test it out. So therefore, whenever I have a machlokes like this, I refer back to that Rashba. Instead of saying they're arguing, sometimes I can't. But in this case, I can. So I say the same thing here. There's an amount of people that speak that way. But the question is, do we deal with that amount, or is it the guy that's at table? That's, I just like to do the Rush first. Dr. Rush. The Rush is under Ahmed Aleph. Here's where the Rush said it. The Kivan did a rice in it. Since Gaisha language is biblical, Ashraf the Kinuya Kinuyim. The Aid, Kivan the Russian Umasay, Ein Lucholom Safa Achas. Not everybody speaks the same words, the same, I'll use the word accent, the same pronunciation of the words. Or even, I shouldn't say that because it's different words. They don't express themselves. In English, there are different ways to express themselves. Certain people, right? English expresses itself one way, and American English expresses itself a different way. So, Isim are chaykim ikra loshin, ain lahem safa brura kamaisim. Those who are far from knowing how to speak, enunciate, express, don't use an ikra loshin, but mishanim ha loshin b'mitzas. Ksav are loshin shabadu chachavim. See, notice, the Rush said, the Raisa, by Lashon Achrim. By Badu Lem Chachamim, doesn't say the Raisa. He says, Ve'ein lo lom ha'shetiknu, v'loi gamba gizrinim ba'al teknuyim. He wouldn't make Xera, because it's made up words. Those words were made up, no more. This is the Raya they bring that the Rush learns it's not a Raisa. Because why did he mention the Glacia language is a Raisa? According to Rish Lakish, the Ran says it's also a Raisa. So the Rush differentiates. And he learns Lashon Shabbat Lam Chachamim is not biblical. It's not a made-up language. It's not a language. It's a special takana that it works. And therefore, it's a rabbinic thing. That's the Rashi Shita. Doctor, I just want to finish. Hachinami Mishtar Yumas. Ha'isem Rechaikim Yekra Lashon Kedavrishas. The ones that don't speak clearly speak Kinuya Kinuyim. Mesilu Sabri, the Einonu Litvais Ela Yekra Lashon. Can't worry about all those people that don't speak clearly. You worry about people that speak the language. Again, the way I understand it, is the percentage significant or not? Yes?
There's not a Lashon that's used by one country as opposed to the other. Lashon almost the whole world speaks?
No. Within the country, there are people that express themselves clearly, and there are people that don't express themselves clearly. That's what the Rosh is saying.
You know, Lashon almost came in Masalaam.
In the country, in English, not everybody says the exact same pronunciation of the words.
And therefore, it's not a kinuyim?
It's not the regular. There's the correct English, and there's the people that speak incorrect English.
English. The way we say in England, they pronounce a word in America, they pronounce a word. They're both proper English, I think.
Yes. I just was trying to show that they're different. In America, I don't know. I don't know this. There could be there areas that don't speak clear English. They have an offshoot of English. That's why I used the bombings before. It wasn't a racist statement. Yes?
Should anyone be interested, there are three stages, pidgin, Creole, and language, and I would be glad to explain it by anyone offline.
Okay. Nothing you might write to. Anybody say, if you want, I can say, they shall my son be Gosby, Kinuya, Kinuyam, Shim Kinuyam. Really, Kinuya Kinuyim are not a language. And everybody agrees that Kinuya Kinuyim would not be biblical. But the question is it close enough that we have to make Gzeira Drabanan? So according to this answer, Kinuyim Kinuyim will never be biblical. According to the first answer, if you the Machlokes is it a significant enough population that it's biblical? Second answer is saying everybody agrees that we don't take it into account. It's table. It's like saying table means an edda. But the question is it enough to make Gzeira? Because it is in the family of the word. Did Rabbanan make the Gzeira or not? That's the second answer. But according to this Gemara, everybody seems to hold it's Lashon Dachrin. The Gemara does not answer Lashon Shabbat Lam Chachamim. I believe, and I think I saw it somewhere, that the Gemara could have said they all hold Lashon Shabbat Lam Chachamim. And did they may, how far did Rabbanan take it? But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara goes that everybody holds Lashon Dachrin, and the Machlokes is how that works. Now the Gemara writes, Hei Chidami Kinuya Kinuyim. The Nadar. Okay, now we're going to say words that are Kinuya Kinuyim. Honestly, the Gemara's Tanoim and Amaroim. To me, these words are totally meaningless. Because I was telling you, this is the words that were used as Kinuya Kinuyim. Mekamla, Mekanchana, Mekansama. Zakti Gemara. Tani Rav Yosef, he learned. Zakti Rav Rash. Tani Rav Yosef, Mekamla. Yirish, Akachai, Mekubu Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef had a Kabbalah. Remember, Rav Yosef lived in Bavo hundreds of years later. He had a Kabbalah. Shalage Hasofa Shabbosai Lashon B'Dabrim Kei. In the language of Chazal, when they said, Kainam Kainam Kainas, those who misspoke the language used to use these words. The Kachalach Lashainas, the Miboyle, Yeshai Armem Shamuflagim Ba'olukai B'Dabrim Kei. All these Lashainas that were going to be a question later on was a Shaila. Are these included in what that small, significant, insignificant, or significant part of the population speaks? Meaning, Gemara is going to say, is this a Kinuya Kinuyim? Is this a Kinuya Kinuyim? That means they weren't sure, but that also what people spoke in those languages. Weiter. Ahechi dami Kinuya Kinuyim dechirim. Tani, Mafsha told us, Mafsha is the name of a person. Tachrochim, Charochim, Charochim. Again, these are the words that are Kinuya Kinuyim. Dr. Ash, Mafsha, Shem Chacham. Kinuya Kinuyim de Naziris, Father Rabbi Yosef, Mechaskina, Menatskina, Mefechna. Ibai Elohu. So now we're going to ask about different words. And the rest explained. Because we had a Messiah from Eretz Yisrael that the language that the Mishnah was referring to in Lashon Achrim, these were the slang ways of expressing it. The non-regular ways of expressing it. Now our question is, were these also that way or not? We're not sure. Ibailu, Mivzakanamai, Misanamai, Misasanamai. Is that a Kinuya Kinuyim or not? Amal Ravina Ravashi, Kimnamai. How about the word Kimna? Kainam Kamar? Is that a Kinuya Kinuyim of Nadarim? I don't make Kimnam Baisam Kamar. Or does it mean cinnamon? Again, it depends. If you learn like Rabbi Yochanan, Kinuyim mean Gaisha languages, and Kinuya Kinuyim are the ones that didn't speak the proper Gaisha language, use those words. Right. Kinamai. What if the guy says Kina? Kina Shotana Gailam Kamar? Is that a chicken nest, meaning a place where chickens leave, a coop? I do Malashan the Kainam. Dr. Gemara on all these shilas, tiboi, which means teku. We don't know. Kinuya kinuyim, the shua. What are the kinuya kinuyim of shua? Echidami, shavuel, shavusiel, shukukiel. Those are the kinuya kinuyim of shua. Frak the Gemara, shavuel, shua ben geshem mashma. It's a name. Ela shavuel, shavusiel, shukukiel. And they take out the word mahu. Dr. Rash, Shvuah Shvuah Ben Gershom Mashma, Ve'in Derech La'asi Shvuah Shem Shel Adam. People don't use a name as a kinuy, even a kinuya kinuyim. So therefore, how could you say that as a kinuya kinuyim when it's a name of a person? The answer is you're right, and we switch the word. Dr. Gemara Veit, Amr Shmuel, Amr Ashbisa,
being that's a teku, that means Russian's
Correct. It would be depend if it's a subject derisa or subject derabana. Correct. You're right. You're 100% right.
I don't want to be right all the time, but.
Not all the time, most of the
time. I thought Kini Kiniya was the assured Rabba.
That was the second Terah. There were two Terutsim.
Where were you?
We didn't pick sides in those Terutsim. It depends on those two Terutsim. Might be the right, it might be the right. It's exactly what you said. You're 100% right. So I think my writer, Amr Shmuel, Amr Ashbisa, Layama Klub, Ashtika, Layama Klub, Krincha, Layama Klub. Again, these do not qualify to be any sort of expression. It's always a hard amma to learn because these words that mean zero to us. And the Gemara is dealing with words. What it does, the lesson is the shivas of speech. The whole lesson of Masechtas Nedarim is good for Elul. What you say makes a difference. Not only what you do, but what you say. Words make a difference. Look at the way the Gemara is medayek. If this is a netter, if it's not a netter, it means your speech. The whole concept of the Dara is speech makes a difference. So the best is the Sabi Derais. Salacha is Sabi Derais and Lechumra, Sabi Derais and Lekula. Sabi Derabana and Lekula. Depend on the two Terutsim, whether Kinuya Kinuyim. By the way, this is not for carbon. None of this is for carbon. The guy is offering a loaf of bread, and he used this word. But it's still Shabbat. Now halacha that it's teiku. What do we do with that loaf of bread?
Other words have some. Brought kinnaman has cinnamon, but do other words have any meaning whatever?
No. But it seems in those days people also said words that had no meaning. In fact, they meant something. All these people mean to ask for the loaf of bread. We have a law called the Dorim Need Expression. Does it hit that bar?
I meant that. They use a word that's used for something else that they know. They knew.
That's the Shaila and Gemara there by Kina and Kimna, whatever the word was. You have a question, Doctor?
If it's highly
related,
these words are no longer used.
Would
it be a Shaila?
No, today it wouldn't be a Shaila. Yeah, because these words are meaningless today. These words are totally meaningless. I don't know, because what if a guy used kainam today? I hear you. I hear you loud.
Would it be meaningless then when it says Omar Kum? Does that mean those words are meaningless then?
It's meaningless for the purpose of netter. It's not an expression of netter. I said I meant it. It's table. Not everybody.
That's right.
Who said that? Something in my mind, it counts. That's only halacha for dvar mitzvah. If I decide to do a mitzvah, we paskin, it's a machlekes, that you don't have to express yourself, even if it's a machlekes, because you didn't, the ficha says I express myself. But there's a gemara that says in the divleiv that you can donate even the machshava. So therefore we're machmer, if a guy makes a firm decision, and I use the word firm decision, to do something, it's as if he spoke it out. So to us, speech becomes less important because there's no difference if you decide in your mind or you spoke it out. But that's because we always view things as in dvar mitzvahs. But if we were used to making the darim, and a guy decides, or a davar rishus, he firmly decides that he's going to eat apples for lunch, it's meaningless. Meaningless. He doesn't have to keep it. But if he says that Lashon HaShvuah, that he ate an apple, he's mechuyav to eat an apple. You need expression. To us, we don't make the Dvarim and Shvuah. So therefore, to us, it's usually Dvar Mitzvah. And by Dvar Mitzvah, expression is not as important because you're mechuyav even if you make a couple of blades. That's what we speak about Taurus Nadar. Chol inyan kabbalah shemitzvah afilu kabbalah b'leiv. Because we're machmar in kabbalah b'leiv. So to us, it lessens the impact of speech. That's because we're usually dealing with bar mitzvahs. But if we were dealing with divrei reshus, what you make up in your mind means zero. I can decide, I make up in my mind to go shopping, and I can decide not to go shopping, and I didn't have to be matzah netter. I don't have to be matzah anything. It's not a matter. It's a meaningless thing.
Yeah, but, well, let's say, for example, I got yesterday in the mail, so I wish Ruben, okay, for his Zaka, okay? So I had back in my mind, I said, I'm making a pledge. I just seen numbers, $1,000.
Okay? He wouldn't give less, right?
What?
He wouldn't give less.
So then, as I'm thinking more, I said, wait a minute, I have other obligations, so I'm down to 100, okay? That first 1,000...
And that becomes a very big shiloh. The halacha is it has to be a firm decision, not an original thought. Now people think, you know, I'll give 1,000, but they didn't really make a firm decision.
It became a firm.
So the question is, how firm was your original decision?
Well, when I saw my checking account afterwards, I said, I can't give 1,000.
Again, how firm was your original decision? If it was a thought process, that's not a decision. Right? When I think, I say maybe, maybe, maybe not, maybe. That's not a firm decision. In your mind, you're going back and forth. But if you made a firm decision, and the word firm is what you need translation here, then you're mechuyev. Unless you're matzah neder, you can be matzah neder.